107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It is an absolute pleasure to have Ryan Erb, Executive Director with United Way Perth Huron, joining us this morning in studio. Ryan, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too, Jamie. So good to be back here and being able to talk with you live.
Yeah, we've got lots to discuss today. First off, the campaign. It's been a great campaign. Still not over yet. Where we are currently with the campaign. Last we heard, we were at 92%. How are we doing?
I can tell you that we're over that amount.
Okay.
But I have to keep it top secret because we're going to make the final announcement late in March. And so we're hoping everybody will come with us on that journey and enjoy the celebration when we get to that point. So, yeah. So it's good news. We can tell people that. People have been very generous. But we also have one other big event we want to make sure happens this weekend.
That's right. We'll talk about that. But we have to do a very special shout out, certainly for all the individuals who have helped out with this campaign, and particularly workplaces like FIO Automotive.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, our friends at FIO just had an amazing campaign. So their employees raised about $90,000 themselves.
Wow.
If you can believe that. It's just huge that they would do that among the employees. And then the corporation matched that donation. So $180,000 plus has come from FIO, which is just amazing. It's up about $20,000 over last year. They continue to grow. I can remember just a few years ago when they were raising $25,000 there. Mm-hmm. And one of their employees said, "Hey, corporation, why don't you match?"
Nice.
And it's grown from there. So we're just
fantastic.
So thankful. Incredible people there. Our thanks to all of them, especially the employees who give sacrificially.
And it's not too late to make a donation by all means. PerthHuron.UnitedWay.ca is the website where you can make a contribution. And again, the need is there and the need continues.
That's right. Well, I mean, you know, while we're celebrating a great campaign and things are going well, there are many people in our community that are challenged more than ever. And the pandemic has not been kind to people who are marginalized. So we see greater need all of the time, whether that's through things like our urgent need fund for individuals where people are calling in for, how do I pay for my groceries? How do I pay for my rent? We're getting those kinds of calls all the time, and we need to be there for people in our community.
All right, let's help out. And again, talking about more events happening, big day happening on Saturday, Ryan.
That's right. So coldest night of the year is almost here. And so coldest night of the year has been happening in Stratford for many years. But just last year, we partnered up with ShelterLink to help grow the event. And boy, has it ever come a long ways with that partnership. So we're very thankful that we'll be raising money both for the Connection Center, our new program in downtown Stratford that's serving unsheltered populations especially, but also our friends at ShelterLink. And so come on out, because the money that's raised there is going to be well used in our community.
Oh, for sure. And it looks like a surpassing goal. Is that what I'm seeing?
Yeah. If you go on their website, you can see it yourself. We've already surpassed the goal this year, which is incredible. About 126,000 was the goal. And so far, just over 129. I haven't actually looked this morning. It might be even higher. So people are really, really stepping up to help out. And those investments are going to be so important going forward. Mm-hmm. Really, really thankful for people. And it's a great way just to, you know, walk in solidarity. You know, recognizing there's an issue, a challenge, and it's something that people can do easily, right? You know, walk around the river. It'll be a cold day, maybe not quite as cold as this last Saturday. We hope blizzard conditions do not prevail, but we're very excited about it.
And it is an in-person event this year, we should remind folks. Folks have been walking already, but it is going to be an in-person event at Upper Queen's Park for this Saturday evening.
That's right, yeah. So you can head there around 4 o'clock or so, and you can start registering, and at 4:45 will be some opening ceremonies, bit of, you know, discussion about the issues that people are helping out with, and explanation about how to walk around the river. Probably most people will be able to figure that out, but
just be careful. Just be careful.
Watch for the ice, all that
yes,
sort of
absolutely.
Stuff.
Absolutely. Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And again, we should remind folks, if you're taking part, the toque pickups are happening, today, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m., and you can pick them up at Home & Company out on Downey Street.
That's right. Yeah, so it's very exciting, and thank you to Home & Company for helping us out in that way. And also a big shout out to our lead sponsors, Scotiabank and McDonald's, our gold sponsor, Ideal Supply, silver sponsor, Monteith Ritzmuth Phillips, and a whole bunch of bronze sponsors, Barlow Smizik, Coventry, Veterinary Services, Home & Company, M&P, and Peter Mirage & Associates, and Sinclair Pharmacy. Without all of your help, we couldn't manage it.
Oh, that is awesome. And not too late to, again, make a donation for that. CNOY.org is the website for all the details. So Ryan Erb with United Way Perth here on the campaign. Well underway. He's going to be wrapping up soon. And again, we have coldest night of the year happening this Saturday. Lots going on. Ryan, thanks again.
Thank you.